guys. Welcome to Not Another Anxiety Show. I'm your host, Kelly Walker, and joining me today is my co-host from CoachingFromAbroad.com, Erica Latham.
I panicked. how about this one? What's cooking, good looking? No, that's
No, that's fantastic.
Everyone should know that 1.5 minutes ago, Kelly Walker of podcast fame just said, I don't have one of those things that I usually say. And then I frantically Googled and all I came up was pickup lines.
Well, you know what? You picked me up and you saved the day. Not all
Heroes,
not all heroes wear capes.
Wow. was fantastic.
You can't see me, but I'm tossing my hair back between my shoulders. So. Thank you. I feel extra special. I did not come prepared with a what's the word bird or
what's the word
or
yeah.
I don't know, in a wild crocodile. That doesn't make sense. But we get whatever those are called. I don't know. They're not idioms. So
I don't know what they're called, but I just learned this past Wednesday, Year of Our Lord 2023, that there's apparently a whole book of like in a wild crocodile stuff.
My birthday is only in 8 months.
Oh, we're going to talk about birthdays today. We're going to talk about birthdays at the end of this podcast.
Well, we absolutely are, because you have one coming. A big one.
Something. Hey, I have a thing for you though. Okay. I'm lost. Can you give me the directions to your heart?
Oh.
No?
Okay. Oh, gross.
How about, they say that Disney World is the happiest place on earth, but clearly they've never stood next to you.
Disney, insult Disney World like that. Disney World is the happiest place.
Is it? Last one, and then we have stuff to talk about.
Okay.
Look at me censoring
myself. So ready.
Want to touch my shirt? It's made of girlfriend material. Oh God.
Oh,
use these.
Oh, that one was really, really good.
Oh, some of them are just fantastic. All right. I'm pulling up my notes. I'm pulling up the notes. Let's do this. Hello, Kelly Walker.
Hello, Erica Latham. Spell out phonetically every time, or I wouldn't say it right.
It is funny to get your notes and to see my own name spelled.
Your last name is spelled wrong. Yeah, it's spelled phonetically. Yeah, I spell it out phonetically.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for your service. What are we talking about today? What are we doing?
So the other day I saw a quote from Cory Mascara, he's a meditation teacher. He's a former monk. I think he was a monk for like 6 months. And now he's currently an instructor of positive psychology at UPenn. And the quote went something like this. Sometimes you just need to stare out of a window and do nothing. Don't meditate, don't problem solve, don't even try to relax. Just let yourself be without the subtle oppression of relentless self-improvement. And this spoke to my soul on a very visceral level.
Honestly, do we need to say more? Thank you for listening.
I know.
Please leave a rating or review. wow. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes we just need to do less.
Yeah. And it's, you know, I don't know about you, but for me, it feels like, you know, when I wrote this episode, I was feeling like really spicy and rebellious. Like I was telling you, Eric, I was feeling really rebellious. Like, I'm not doing any of this self-improvement nonsense this week. I'm not doing it. I refuse. You know, I was just feeling real feisty. And I think one that is definitely warranted and necessary at times, because at least for me, it feels like I have these internal and external expectations to like work 40 hours a week, be an engaged parent, exercise, meditate, make healthy meals, volunteer in my community, like get outside. It's just too much for one person. Who the hell can do all of that all the time? Seriously.
Who? We try so hard. We try,
you know, and Dr. Sarah Woodhouse said it well, who we had on the show probably about a year ago now, but
was it a year ago?
Yeah, I think it's about a year ago, but I like to kind of lean into one of my favorite quotes from her when I'm feeling that subtle oppression of self-improvement, or like when I'm feeling tapped, overwhelmed, exhausted, rutted, whatever it might be. But she says one of the best things we can do is simplify. Just simplify when we're in that space. What can we delegate? What can we let go of? Simplify.
I know we're going to talk about this because I know us. I know us so well. That's terrifying.
Yeah, it is, right? It's like, and I 100% agree with you. Like 2 weeks ago, I had a whole Sunday morning to myself because my kids slept at their grandma's. This gift of a slow wake up, sleeping in, not being sort of bombarded straight away, first thing in the morning. I love my kids. I love being a parent, but like,
your kids are so scary too. Like, they just have such red hair.
I know. It's like, it's
kinda, where did it come from? Whose hair is that?
Oh, my mother-in-law. It's my mother-in-law's gift that keeps on giving. So I had this whole beautiful Sunday morning to myself. Mm-hmm. And my brain was just yelling at me. It was yelling at me to do laundry, like make the most out of this time, go skiing. There's actually snow to do cross-country skiing. Oh, you should probably meditate. And you know what I did instead?
What did you do instead?
I woobled. I sat there and woobled for like 3 hours.
Now, hold your horses. You sent me a picture, which obviously I'm going to put on the Instagram. I can't abbreviate. I'm 39.
Yeah.
You sent me with 3 pages of exclamation points. I finished the snout and just a picture of this thing. Gorgeous. Love it. So cute. Still don't understand. But you wobbled. Okay.
Yeah. I wobbled.
Wobbled. What's wobbled. The past tense? Hang hung.
Wobbled. I'm a wobbler. I'm a woobler and I woobled. And I'm going to wooble again today.
Just as a reminder, if you missed the last episode, it's a hobby crochet animal. They're like little toys kind of, right?
Yeah. I'm probably not saying it right. I've only ever read the word, so I don't know how to pronounce it phonetically exactly, but it's amigurumi.
That's on brand for us. It's on brand.
Amigurumi or something. Crochet these little stuffed animals, right? Yeah. Like, you crochet them. And I made Doug the Pug, which, you know, took me 2 weeks because I couldn't figure out the snout. I won't get into it again. I know I rambled on last episode about it, it was important, but I have since figured out the snout. I finished Doug the Pug. I gave it to my niece as a gift.
She
loved
it. She goes,
Tia Kelly, why is it a ball? And I'm like,
and you were like, listen to me, little shit.
I was like, that's just the style, honey.
I woobled my face off.
And she goes, what's his name again? And I was like, Doug the Pug. And I really sold it. And she, you know, soon fell in love with it because
you could sell a wooble to a child. That's true. All right.
Yeah. I sold her on it. She came round, but she wasn't as... I even prepared myself. I was like, Kelly, probably nobody's going to be as excited about these woobles as you are. So just hang in there, take a deep breath, ground yourself.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah.
Now wait. Okay. So your brain's screaming at you.
My brain is screaming at me and I rebelled.
You meditate and you rebelled and you woobled. So
and I woobled.
Asking for a friend, but how did it feel?
I'll tell you what. Well, I think part of the reason I love woobling so much is because it's engaging. So like my brain, it was sort of like really like a diffusion technique a little bit that we talk about in ACT. Like I really just had this, sounds almost like an addiction, but I really had this urge to wooble. That's all I wanted to do. It was like crummy weather. I was like, you know what I really want to do? I want to wooble. This is in line with my values. Like this is what I'm doing. And so my brain really did quiet down as I became engaged and was working on it. And when I was done, I was like, you know what? That's exactly what I needed. Like that, I was right. That is what I needed. And it was such a lovely morning. But my brain was screaming at me at first, right?
Yeah, I feel like half the time of like getting into this is just, or like once you do this first or, I don't know, several times, I hope
well, and I'll tell you something like this, like, you know, it may sound like it wasn't very productive or it was a waste of time, but
a waste
of time, but really I every time I look at a completed Wooble, I'm up to like four now. Every time I look at one, I just feel this like unbridled joy. I feel some pride, yes. Right?
Okay.
Like,
yes.
I feel some pride. And I think like in its own way, it was valuable because so many of us that struggle with anxiety, right? Part of what we struggle with is underestimating our abilities and capabilities and like overestimating potential threats. So to complete something small like this and feel like I'm so not artsy, it's not part of my narrative. Like I would never define myself as artsy. All of my hobbies are like very physical, very outdoorsy. And I was like, I need to diversify a little bit, like in case I ever break a leg or something, like I need to diversify. I don't have a rich inner world here. What am I going to do? Like, so, you know, part of it was diversifying, but there really was a lot of value in like kind of starting something that was brand new for me and finishing it and being proud of the outcome. Yeah. I think that kind of gets us to our point. Like when we're not trying to be productive, when we're not trying to tick off our to-do list, when we're simply being or playing or doing something for the sake of doing it, there's actually a lot of value in it.
Really is though.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you can tell us something along the lines with this thing you keep texting to me that I have no idea what it means. Like, let's talk about my 40 things in 23. I don't know what those words are.
You sent me your notes about the show. Like, here's what I want to talk about, because as we all know together collectively, I show up blank slate. I'm ready to rage in these podcasts. But recently we've decided probably not the best business decision. Maybe I should know what you're going to talk about. Yeah. Like you have this like beautiful, like I've researched and I'm like, yeah, man, I put my good sweatpants on, but I texted you.
No bleach stains. I showed up.
Speak for yourself. that's not true. I take this very seriously, but texted you and said, hey, can I, this seems like a time to talk about a thing that only I care about. Would you care if I talked about my 40 and 23? And you were like, no idea what the hell you're talking about. Please do.
Because I have some idea of like what you're doing before this 40th year of life approaches. Oof, and I thought it would be like 40 and 40. You're going to just have to explain them. Okay. I thought it was like 40 things before 40, but then the 23 threw me off. So maybe you could tell us.
My birthday's in June and I decided this on like December 30th. So my poor God suffering therapist looked me in the face and was like, why is this happening to me? And she was like, I'm going to raise my rates. I decided out of nowhere that literally like mid therapy session, I was like, I think I want to do 40 things in the year 2023 to celebrate my 40th birthday.
Makes sense.
And she was like, it's such a long list, Erica. Like you're not famous for completing these things because hashtag anxiety and possibly like all kinds of other neurodivergent stuff. But I decided that with much consultation, 40 playful, joyous, frivolous, relatively
silly, even, right?
Silly, even silly, dare I say, silly. Because you know I'm in my silly goose phase.
yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Remember when I put all the wheels on backwards for the dresser I was putting together for 9 hours, and then instead of ripping myself apart, I called myself a silly goose and
had
to be institutionalized. but I'm navigating my way through, I think, doing hopefully 40 things, just things. And I am struggling with it because this is the exercise where it can't be an exercise in productivity. It can't be, look what I can do and everybody be proud of me. It has to just be for me. It has to be sort of like behind the scenes, silent, wobbling, woobling, you know, just because you woke up on a Sunday and felt like it. So the thing is, I was sick as a dog, like the first month and a half of
everybody was sick all the time. It was like a trifecta of the flu and
oh my God, I had stuff, you know, life happens, whatever. So I'm kicking back up into this, but I've done one thing three times.
That counts. What? What is this thing that you have, committed to?
I'm going to have to like plug this and hopefully they don't mind. But there's this thing called the bonsai bar, or the bonsai bar, as I've learned from my friends, Sean and Brandon and Heather, where bonsai is the process of which you, by which you trim a tree bush. That's not even
a plant thing.
And but it's not necessarily the bonsai that you're thinking of. Like the word means to like trim your bush, LOL. And this is a family show.
This is a
but it was such a nice, soothing, silly thing. And now I have this tree. I adopted one from a friend I went with, and then I went back with again by myself so I could write about it. They thought it was weird, but they're super into it. And then I took my mom and they were like, what the hell are you doing here? And now they're like, do you want to side hustle? Do you want to do this? And I'm like, no, I can't. I can't have this because I will become like a professional bonsai person. I will start a business like bonsai from abroad. I can't be trusted to not do things.
To make it productive, right?
Yeah. That's your wobbling wobbling thing. Like, you have to wake up on a Sunday and go, this just feels nice. And it's not that like impulsivity that is dangerous. It's just what actually feels good to you.
Like sometimes we need to be a kid. Do you know what I mean? Like we have so many responsibilities. It's so easy to get lost in like the routine, the demands, the chores, the responsibilities of every day and be in autopilot. And play brings so many things that are valuable to like our human brain and body, right?
Yeah.
Like novelty and creativity and expanding our perspective. Like it literally, play literally rewires our brain. Like new novel activities like that rewire our brain. And they make our brain more plastic. I mean, it in and of itself is productive. You don't have, right? Like it's funny because we're talking about like stepping back from that, but in a way we can almost give ourselves permission, not that any of us need it, but when we are stepping back and literally doing nothing for the sake of doing nothing other than it feels good sometimes and being silly or plain and, you know, not making a whole business on Etsy of Woobles because your husband says, hey, you can sell these for a couple bucks. I'm like, no,
Andy,
it's just for me.
God damn it, Andy.
Don't give her any ideas.
She wouldn't do that.
And he's like, you know what? He's like, you know what? Just kidding. You do this for you. Like, if you want to have a whole drawer of Woobles upstairs, it's coming out of your bureau, but fine. And so, like, so, you know, there's
a bureau. What a New England thing to say.
I know. Is it? What
is it? Dresser? Do you say aunt or aunt?
I grew up saying aunt, but all my in-laws and everybody I'm around says aunt. So I have since, you know. Although my nieces and nephew call me Tia Kelly, so it's like I don't really have to think about it.
I have a couple follow-up questions to that. Anyway, yeah, so play, super important. It is terrifying, the space between, the crevasse between that desire, that lizardy, brainy sort of like, I need to do something that is structured and worthwhile, air quotes, productive. Yeah. You know, something that I can show on paper to show that I'm valid and I have validity and my actions mean something. The space between that and just like silly is terrifying.
Yeah.
We feel like we have to fill it so hard.
Yep.
I think I've spent more time just sitting here going like, now's the time, like go do something frivolous.
Yeah.
I've taken myself to a lot of breakfasts. Ooh. I have had more Eggs Benedict in upstate New York and Vermont and Massachusetts than I have in
that sounds like a Vermont thing.
I just keep going anywhere like within an hour of me. I'm like, I will go and have breakfast. Let's do this. So I've done 40 of those between January 1st and now.
Yes. Yes. That's what I want to do. Like 40 different restaurants. But I think you're on it. Like, play is self-care, and sometimes our inner voice really rebels against self-care, right?
Yeah.
It's going to feel, I think it feels wrong at first. It feels wrong, right? Like it feels weaponized. Wrong.
It feels like we use self-care as like, I'm going to, like, another thing we have to do.
Another, right. But, and again, when we use self-care as like it's intended, like it feels like a bit of a leap at first to really kind of step back from being productive, from, you know, self-improvement, from all these things, like stepping back and just playing and not even just playing, just being. Honestly, sometimes one of my favorite things is like when we have a fire going is like just looking at the flames. Like, yeah. I know it, like it sounds really boring.
It doesn't. I was just picturing
looking at my bird feeder, like just watching the birds for a couple. I know. Don't even get you started.
I can't.
I've seen your Instagram stories this week.
Okay. I'm sorry.
You said, I love it so much.
Oof, you said the magic words. Oh.
I know. It's my fault. Sorry, everybody. It's my fault.
Okay. I'll let it go. No. But I just want to say, I have cardinals and they feed each other.
And I saw that.
They feed each other, Kelly. They feed. It's a boy and a girl and they feed each other.
And who says romance is dead, right? Like, oh my God. But this feels, it feels like a leap, kind of like we were talking about, like when I had this sort of just calling to woob, I'm like, I just want to relax and sit on the couch and wooble, right? There was protest in my internal dialogue. There was protest and it felt like a leap. And so I think just when it comes down to it, we're experiential learners, right? Like we're experiential learners. The more we do this, the more we lean into doing something just because it brings us joy, just because it helps us feel grounded or feel at ease or just comfortable with being in the moment. That's really valuable too. That is actually productive in and of itself. It's just inherently productive without us making it. So, you know, it has value. And I think it helps to kind of point out play includes anything we do recreationally that brings us joy or excitement. That's pretty broad, right? Like this can be video games, sports, writing, woobling, collecting stamps, watching our birds feed each other at the bird feeder, right? And I think the interesting thing is research shows that play has lots of benefits. We know this for kids. We know like play-based learning is a legitimate thing. Mm-hmm. And we know that playing allows kids to take sort of calculated risks and problem solve. Yeah. It's just as important for adults. It really is. It boosts our overall well-being and life satisfaction. It helps us cope with stress and it improves our physical health. It's a nice reminder that just being and playing are inherently valuable. For these reasons.
Who else talks about this?
Who?
My girlfriend and life partner, Brené Brown.
Ooh, does she?
She does. Ooh, she talks about it in the context of parenting, where she says we are like, we're scheduling our kids to proverbial death.
Yeah.
We feel like they need to be involved. They need to be in 48 clubs or 58 sports, and every moment of their night needs to be structured. And we need to give them permission to play and to be bored.
Yeah.
And how important boredom is.
It's so important. It really recalibrates the nervous system. Really. Yeah. Like when our kids are in school all day, when they're going to their sports, when they're included in clubs, it's the same with us when we're going all day. Not a lot of us, myself included, even with all the knowledge and practice I have, like if we're going all day, we forget really to sort of have these nervous system breaks where we take a breath, where we open up our body, where we feel our feet on the ground without being just carried away by the day, where play and just watching, it's really nourishing for the nervous system for us and our kids.
What's interesting to me about me, because
throwing my hair back because it's all about me.
Broad. is my MO is I have 48,000 semi businesses, you know, the broad empire that I'm running.
I'm like, and also you're so busy at work.
I have a full-time job. We do the podcast. We do, you know, so many different things.
Your new promotion's really getting in the way of me getting a chit chat with you.
Boy, howdy. You and me both, sister. What a boring job. Anyway, there's a point to
you're
this.
Busy.
I'm busy, but I find myself using that busyness as a status symbol or as a badge. And when I'm not, instead of trying to fill it with something else that would feel good, I find myself paralyzed.
Yeah.
With like the staring
indecision.
Yeah. Like indecision, or it's just not good enough. So I will stare. So doing like leaning into play, sometimes like staring into a fire for me is more like my thoughts are just running rampant and I need to actually just get up and do something just for the sake of it. Like yeah. It's just, I feel like it's just like an opposite end of that spectrum, you know?
Yeah.
And so this dumb 40 and 23 thing, now that we know what that means, is a way for me to engage play, engage frivolousness, engage silliness, and to sort of like spark
strengthen that habit.
Yeah, it's like building.
I mean, you're
those
basically
little, like,
it's building those neural pathways so that
yeah, I can just get up
you
and
have
move.
That so that you can yeah. yeah, exactly. So that that paralysis isn't there; it just becomes more yeah. second nature. I mean.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah. I have painted a lot of Michael's wooden crafts for no reason. No reason. I just love it. It's so soothing Ooh. To me. I just
Is
go
that
to
like
Michael's
paint by
like,
numbers?
No, well, I've done that, but no, that's like random wooden ass things. Like, just I'm looking right now. I have like an Easter egg wooden thing I've painted and hung on my door.
Oh, my grandma would have loved that. She loves
right?
knickknacks. She
it's
loves knick-
I'm,
like.
I will burn this someday. It's wood. Like, it's fine. But
I'm morally.
I don't have any catch- what,
I'm actually
what,
morally what? Opposed to knickknacks. Like, I'm
That's
morally.
Fine. I have so
morally.
Many have so I have. Many. I'm looking at a giant E I have hanging above my computer.
I know.
Picture.
My walls are probably like a little too bare. I'm like, I hate clutter.
You
want
to live in a prison? It's fine. I like joy. I have pictures. I have maps.
My I know. Map. Yeah, my in-laws have like said, you know, you don't have pictures up or anything. I'm like, it's too overstimulating to look at people's faces all day. I don't want to, I just, it's my sacred space. Like,
I like that you're living in like an efficiency apartment for like yeah. business people, you know?
I mean,
anyway,
it's got an open, airy feel. I don't want to ruin it with clutter.
Sure. Yeah. Give me your clutter. Give me your tired, your weary, your poor.
No, but that does sound. I'm going to be going to Michael's. I told my kids they love crafting. So I'm going to be getting myself a little something. I'll just keep it in their craft room, which is a nightmare. Their playroom. I just close the door. Don't look. It doesn't exist if the door's closed. I don't care.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, listen, go play.
Yeah, go play. And like, I don't want to criticize the name of, you know, your new endeavor, but
if
I feel
you
like it should
find-
be 40, 40. What? 40 before 40?
No, because I want the whole year. My birthday's in June. I can't do 40 things before June.
That's
yeah,
fair.
Mind?
Yeah.
I've got shit to do.
Get my head out of my butt. What was I thinking?
Seats to install. I've got anxiety clients. I've got,
you know,
got a podcast.
What was I thinking? I'm so sorry. That was...
I need a year.
I just like discounted this whole episode with that comment. Like, that is so much pressure. We don't need that. I'm so sorry.
Kelly Walker. And I was in for it. I'm like, you're right. You're right.
No, I like yours. 40. It's all right. You're right. Because so you have all of 2023 to really
Should I do like
allocate for being human.
Write in your comments when you write a review. Leave a rating or review and write a comment on what I should name this.
What you should name this. Like, there's got to be something. Especially
a perfect name. Because obviously at the end of this, I'm going to write about it because I can't do anything in a vacuum. My therapist is furious. I'm ruining this podcast for you. Anyway, that's
so anybody, if you have better name, if you have a better name, please. Although yours is okay. Yay. Good job. So,
oh my God.
So go out there and play, especially because today's, well, this will be released on a Monday, but you know, for us, it's Friday. So it's time to play.
That's true. All right. I'm going to get some rollerblades or something.
Oh yeah.
Kidding me.
I won't even get into it. I have rollerblades, but where we moved is too hilly. I would probably actually die. So I can't.
Yeah,
I'm not that good of a rollerblader. I need a flat surface. So that's our episode. Thanks so much for tuning in today. You can find show notes and a transcript of today's show at notanotheranxietyshow.com. If you're enjoying the show, please subscribe and take a minute to write a review on iTunes so that we can reach and support more people. You can also get a discount on your first coaching package at notanotheranxietyshow.com.
Yeah.
I messed up. Oh my God. I never.
In 6 years. Oh.
The first time
yes.
in 6 years, this is what I get for deviating. Anyway, you can get a discount on your first coaching package at Not Another Anxiety Show by subscribing to my newsletter. And until next time, remember, be kind to yourself.
I love it.
Especially when you mess up the outro.